From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News for Thursday, December 22nd, 2016. I'm Jack Schoonover. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the town of Chatham is looking to fill 9 positions in the coming year. Beginning in November, 5 members of the Zoning Board of Appeals, 3 from the Planning Board, and the town historian all submitted letters of resignation to Town Supervisor Maria Lull. To balance the town's $3.4 million 2017 budget, the town board last month cut the salaries of the Planning Board and ZBA and also changed the status of the town historian position from paid to volunteer. Town historian Catherine Bell chose not to continue as a volunteer because, as she told board member Henry Swartz, the board made the change without consulting her. She was highly insulted, Swartz said. However, Allen writes, the Planning Board and ZBA resignations were not prompted by the pay cuts. Those officials, including the chairs of both the ZBA and the Planning Board, cited instead a litany of other issues, including discontent with the town board and the, quote, direction the town is taking, end quote. Planning Board Chairman David Everett, whose resignation is effective Friday, December 23rd, pointed out that with these departures, more than 100 years of zoning and planning expertise has been lost. Lull released a statement acknowledging the resignations and offered thanks and appreciation for their service. Lull said the town has received inquiries from qualified candidates and interviews will begin in January. You can read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Josefa Velasquez is reporting at Politico New York that State Senate Democratic Minority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins will introduce legislation to update the state's abortion law. The language in the bill, according to Democratic Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan, will be stronger and more concise than previous iterations of the legislation. The introduction of a more explicit abortion bill comes in reaction to President-elect Donald Trump's view that the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade would be overturned, quote, automatically, once he appoints conservative justices to the country's highest court. New York's existing law was passed 3 years before the 1973 federal ruling and allows women to have an abortion within the first 24 weeks of pregnancy or when, quote, necessary to preserve the mother's life. The federal statute allows for abortions past 24 weeks if either the mother's life or health are at risk. Based on Trump's stated intention to hand abortion protections over to the states, as matters now stand, New York would revert back to that 1970 law. The proposed Reproductive Health Act would bring the state's abortion law into line with the federal statute and move it from penal law to the state's public health law. You can read the full story at Politico New York. According to Matthew Hamilton of the Times Union, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday, December 21st, that the State Department of Motor Vehicles will begin suspending the registration of scoff laws with 3 toll violations over 5 years. The new regulation is effective January 1st. At the same time, the state police will step up enforcement at all MTA crossings. When it comes to toll scoff laws, we take our responsibilities very seriously, State Police Superintendent George Beach said at a morning press conference with the governor in Manhattan. Quote, and we will catch you if you skip out on tolls, end quote. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.
Tim O'Brien reports in the Albany Times-Union that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in Hudson December 21st to push CSX to work with the city of Hudson on a $25 million redevelopment project. The city's local development corp is attempting to acquire property owned by CSX to turn the former Katz warehouse into a mixed-use facility with residential, retail, and office components. CSX land is needed to extend the property to Front Street to provide public access and parking, roads, and sidewalks. Quote, this proposal is the definition of a win-win. It would allow CSX to have its staging area directly next to its tracks and enable the City of Hudson's $25 million waterfront redevelopment project to continue moving forward, end quote, said Schumer. Quote, we cannot allow this project to be further mired down in red tape. We need to break through the bureaucratic morass and get this done so our residents and tourists can enjoy the waterfront and our business owners can enjoy the resulting increased revenue, end quote. Rob Doolittle, a spokesman for the railroad, told the Times Union CSX is talking to Hudson officials. Quote, CSX has been in contact with the city of Hudson to discuss the potential sale of a property near the former CAS warehouse as recently as November, end quote, he said in a prepared statement. Quote, we understand the city's desire and are supportive of its goals. However, CSX actively uses that property to conduct operations in the Hudson area. We continue to attempt to identify alternatives that would result in a mutually satisfactory resolution to help the city meet its goals while allowing CSX to continue providing essential transportation services to customers throughout New York, end quote. Hudson Mayor Tiffany Hamilton, Sheena Salvino, Executive Director of Hudson Development Corp, Ben Azinga of Sustainable Community Associates, Jeff Hunt, president of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and State Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett were among the community leaders appearing with Schumer on December 21st. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says it's too early to say whether he'll run for governor in 2018. On December 19th, outgoing U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, listed Molinaro as a potential Republican opponent to Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo. Gibson said, quote, Rob Astorino may come back again. Mark Molinaro, I think, is somebody I have a high regard for. Harry Wilson, there's a good story, end quote, about possible Cuomo opponents. Astorino is a Westchester County executive who lost to Cuomo in 2014, and Wilson is a businessman from Johnstown in the Mohawk Valley. Molinaro said, quote, I know there's a lot I could bring to statewide office, but it's just far too early to really have a serious conversation about that, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic increased on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge by 3.7% and revenue was up 2.8% in the first 11 months of 2016. Traffic and revenue were up on all five bridges across the Hudson River operated by the New York State Bridge Authority. Traffic increased on the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge by 3%. Revenue was up 2.7%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Lisa Harris reports in the Watershed Post that a tugboat sank in the Schoharie Reservoir December 19th, spilling a small amount of fuel oil into the reservoir. The tugboat was working on a $142 million Department of Environmental Protection construction project and was surrounded by absorbent booms so the environmental damage was minimized. The Schoharie Reservoir holds up to 17.6 billion gallons of water for New York City to drink, but is only at 53% capacity because of drought conditions. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.